Bezat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, The Path of Parents. The most important mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of Emunah, of course, believing in Hashem. That's why I talk about Emunah all the time, because if a person doesn't have Emunah, then he or she doesn't have anything. If you'd ask me what the next most important mitzvah of the Torah is, I'd answer that it's the mitzvah of parenting and raising our children in Torah and in Emunah. The mitzvah of child education and our duty as parents appears all over the Torah, and it's the only mitzvah that's repeated in every one of the four Torah segments of our tefillin. The Gemara at the end of Tractate Sukkah tells a tragic story about Miriam, a daughter of the priestly clan by the name of Belega. She abandoned her Judaism, and she married a Greek officer during the Hellenistic period when the Seleucid Greeks defiled the Holy Temple, one of the terrible acts that triggered the Maccabean uprising. When the Greeks entered the Holy of Holies, she accompanied them, and she kicked the holy altar and blasphemed it in the worst way. After the Maccabees overcame the Greeks and purified the Holy Temple, the entire priestly clan of Belega, which was one of the 24 families of Kohanim, of the priests, was slapped with a series of fines and disparaging sanctions for posterity. And the Gemara asks, why was the whole clan punished for the delinquency of one of its daughters? Is that fair? The Gemara answers its own question with a folk expression. What a child says in the marketplace is what it heard from his parents at home. Rashi remarks that Miriam's misdeeds were the result of hearing her father disdain the priestly duties, as Miriam was a mere symptom of the Belega clan's lackadaisical attitude toward their divine service. So the entire clan was punished, and justifiably so. Moses alludes to the known phenomenon of sons following in the footsteps of fathers when he chastises the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh in the Parsha of Matot, and he says, "You have risen up in place of your fathers, a society of sinful people." He warned them to fulfill their obligation in conquering the land of Israel and not to act as their parents did in the sin of the spies. What do we learn from all this? A small parental deviation becomes greater and greater with each successive generation. As in navigation, the further one goes from the point of origin, the greater a navigational error becomes. Let me explain how. If we talk of ballistics or in navigation, the circle is divided not into 360 degrees as in geometry, but in 6,400 mils, a system that's much more accurate than the 360 degree method. The system is very tidy in the metric system because a navigational error of 1 mil will yield an error for every kilometer away from the point of origin. So let's suppose that a pilot takes off from Kennedy Airport in New York and he wants to reach Miami International Airport, which is a distance of 1,700 kilometers. If he's careless in charting his course and he makes a small mistake of a mere 10 mils, he'll only be a kilometer off course by the time he passes over Atlantic City. But by the time he reaches the Miami, he's going to miss his destination by an entire 17 kilometers, which is 10 mils times 1,700 kilometers. It's 17,000 meters or 17 kilometers. In other words, more than 10 miles for a little 10 mil mistake. So the further the pilot leaves the point of origin, the greater the mistake will become. And if he keeps flying to Mexico City, the mistake is going to be much more. By the same token, a minor mistake may seem insignificant, but as generations progress, the deviation from tradition becomes much greater and greater. I heard a story from Rabbi Emanuel Tehillin Kfar Hasidim, and he tells about a father that came to him complaining about his son that comes to the Shabbos table without a shirt on in the summer. What? Rabbi Tehila says, your son comes without a shirt? He says, well, how do you come to the Shabbos table? He says, well, I wear an undershirt. And how did your father come to the Shabbos table? So my father would wear a white shirt. And how did your grandfather come to the Shabbos table? Oh, my grandfather wore his suit coat. As you see, your grandfather wore your suit coat. Your father took the suit coat off. Okay, you take your shirt off. Your son takes his undershirt off. And you know what's going to happen to your grandchildren? They'll come with no clothes at all. So we see the children's deviation from parental paths has a strong positive side as well, because the Torah says any negative power is 500 times stronger as a positive power. So if one generation gets progressively weaker, then if parents strengthen themselves even slightly in Judaism, the subsequent generations will strengthen themselves even more and more, because parental direction gives direction for children, for better or for worse. Maaseh Avos Siman L'Banim, tells us the Gemara. We ask ourselves, where did the Baalei Tshuvas, the newly observant Jews of this generation, get the courage and strength to cast away old lifestyles for Torah? And they offer pay a dear personal price. Well, I had the privilege of knowing one of the Jerusalem's lofty tzaddikim of the previous generation, Rabbi Elazar Brizel of saintly and blessed memory. And he told me that no Baal Tshuva can attribute his spiritual prowess to himself. Oh, figures he's so smart, he recognized Torah, he recognized Hashem, he changed his ways. No, because any Baal Tshuva has a righteous ancestor that served Hashem with dedication. That righteous parent was the pathfinder in whose virtue the Baal Tshuva receives his or her spiritual awakening. So we see that the deeds of parents pave the way for all subsequent generations, for better or for worse. So may you have much joy from your children and lead them down on the right path. And if you don't have children yet, may you be blessed with them very soon. Amen. God bless.